Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank. And we have Gerald Grinter here from Threshold Nosh & Dwell.
Hello, hello.
Thank you so much for joining us again, Gerald. So you're our insurance expert today.
Oh,
and I got questions expert. Regarding earthquake coverage.
Oh,
but first, I got a quiz for you.
Okay, quiz.
In the Seattle area,
yes.
In the last 30 days,
ooh.
How many earthquakes have we had?
I don't know, but my guess would be probably about 2 or 3.
Wow. You know, my first thought when I thought that question, it was 0.
Uh-huh.
Guess how many we've had in 30 days?
How many?
18.
18.
We've had 18 earthquakes in the last 30 days.
Yes.
And,
I can imagine.
They're all little ones. You know, they're 1.6. Well, there's a couple. There's a 2.6 magnitude. That was in Seebeck, Washington.
Yeah.
Big shout out to my dad. I don't know if my dad's over in Seebeck or not. I hear he has a girlfriend there.
Uh-oh.
But no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so we had a 2.9 in Miramont, Washington. Where's Miramont?
I have no
idea.
I don't even know.
We had a nice 2.1 in Enumclaw. We had a 2.2 in Bainbridge Island.
Yeah.
There's a 2.8 in Squim. We got earthquakes going all over the place around here.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if you go back in history, you know, even in the last 5 years, well, let's say 10 years, we've had some whoppers. 4 years ago on Prince Rupert Island, there was a 7.8 magnitude up in British Columbia.
Yep.
5 years ago, there was a 6.4 in Tofino. Mm-hmm. Never been there? That is beautiful up
there. Never been.
Oh, west coast of Vancouver Island.
Okay.
And, of course, we had our big one 17 years ago, the Nisqually. 16 years ago, the Nisqually quake, 2001, which was a 6.8.
Yep.
In Seattle. So we've had some pretty good ones. And I thought back after that Nisqually quake in 2001 that everybody who used to offer an earthquake insurance bailed out of it. I know my company dropped me like a hot potato. Maybe it's because my chimney moved about 4 inches away from where it was supposed to be. So what's the current status?
Well, actually, what happened actually after the Nisqually quake here in Washington, and you started to see this happen. Well, it started happening in California first, but there's an insurance agency, a company called GeoVera, and they were actually their whole model is based on disaster, you know, so disaster prediction is what they were known for.
Yeah.
And they were providing the earthquake models for earthquake companies, for their insurance companies to use as their, for their rating, you know, to do the rates. And then they started offering earthquake insurance. And what a lot of companies started doing is they started not writing earthquake insurance, and they were taking on GeoVera is the name of the company. They were taking on GeoVera to actually write their insurance company insurance for them.
Got it.
And they're partnering with them, so GeoVera writes the earthquake coverage, and then you know the insurance company writes the rest of the home insurance policy.
Sure.
So, you know, it became a true separate policy versus being added on as an endorsement. So that's kind of what's happened
now.
And
the cost of that went up exponentially, I would imagine.
No. Actually not, because GeoVera, their models were actually a lot more accurate than the insurance company's models themselves, because they continually update their... They were like the Tesla of earthquake insurance before Tesla was around.
Got it.
That's all they did was study their and create prediction models of where and how earthquakes were going to affect certain areas.
Yeah, interesting.
And that's you know how they ended up being as good as they are, and now their rates are pretty accurate and pretty good and surprisingly affordable.
Okay.
You know, when you think about, you know, everybody thinks, you know, oh my God, earthquake insurance is going to be crazy, but there are different levels of earthquake coverage that you can get. If you just want to cover just the house, you can do that. If you want to cover house and property, you can do that. You can do different deductibles from, and earthquake insurance is a little different because they have percentage deductibles. So a percent of what the house cost is or the replacement cost of the house is. So if the house, you know, the replacement cost is, you know, $100,000, and then your deductible is 10%, then it's a $10,000 deductible.
Okay, so yeah. Meaning if there were that much damage, you're only going to get $90,000 check.
Right.
So
yeah,
okay.
I figure you can pretty much negotiate your way around that other $10,000 to get the house back in order. So
what are some? I know this is kind of putting you on the spot. What are some typical premiums just for the earthquake portion of coverage? Say I got a 3,000 square foot
home, you know, and it's a just a frame home. You're probably looking at about $900 or something like that for the year.
Okay.
Something like that. You know, some, maybe more, maybe less.
But
depending on the deductible that you choose.
Okay.
If you choose a lower lower deductible, then it could go from $900 to $1,200. It's all about your comfort level. It's designed to be catastrophic coverage anyway. So
right. And you hit on it the type of construction.
Yes.
Also, so I imagine a newer home, which is going to have earthquake strapping.
Yes, retrofitting.
Or one that's retrofitted, where it's going to stay in the same place if an earthquake hits, versus maybe a brick home.
Yeah, the brick homes. Yeah, you have to really want earthquake coverage.
They're pretty.
if you want earthquake on a brick home, you and you're willing to pay for it, that means you really, 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 really want it. But
yeah
that's astronomical at that point.
Anybody that's played Jenga understands what happens to a brick home.
I've written a couple of brick homes.
Yeah. Have you?
Yes, I have, and I'm. It's one of those ones where you just kind of just, tell them what the rate's going to be and they ask
them to sit down first,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. And so, you know what? You might want to have a seat and, grab, make sure you're comfortable, grab a pillow, and some Kleenex.
Something to scream into. There you go.
Exactly.
Well, very cool. So it's out there and.
It's out there, yeah.
But guys, you don't need insurance for earthquake coverage, right? Because we've only had 18 in the last 30
only
days.
Only 18.
Oh my gosh.
That's such a small number.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having earthquakes all the time, man. My goodness.
Crazy. Yeah. I got to rethink that, actually, because I'm without it right now. But,
yeah, it's something to get. You know, I'm a fan of it, but, I'm always, I'm in protection
mode. Well, you're an insurance agent.
I'm an insurance agent. I'm in protection mode.
Of course you want them. Of course you, yeah.
So for me, I've seen the...
Yeah, that's right. And I know after that Nisqually quake, I looked at the damage that was created on my home, which is an old 1928 house. And, it survived just fine. But, no, there's definitely some damage there. So
had to spend
some money to get that fixed up. Yeah. So very cool. Well, that kind of dovetails into homeowners insurance. What do we need to know about homeowners insurance coverage?
Homeowners insurance coverage, if you own a home, I think it's one of those things that I recommend that you have. I think, we're starting to see a lot more cash buyers coming in, mm-hmm. and people are,
going, it'd be crazy not to, to have it covered.
But you're seeing some that are willing to self-insure it. Mm. They want it. They don't think that they need it. It's like, hey, I pay cash for the house. I've got the money to do it, but it's a great way to protect your asset. Mm-hmm. If you want to call it that, something that you really like. So, homeowners insurance is, I think it's a beautiful thing.
If I have, I've got my standard homeowners policy and I've got my Tesla in the garage. I don't have a Tesla, and I don't have a Prius. You better not drive a Prius.
Yeah. Okay. No, I don't drive a Prius.
Oh, thank heavens. Okay. Yeah. I was going to kick you out of here right off the bat. So, all right. So what happens if, let's say, there's a fire and the house burns down and the Tesla in the garage is destroyed? Is that fall under my homeowners?
Well, technically, yes, it does. Okay. Actually, because the loss started in the home. So of any damage that happens to the to the car, because it wasn't actually started from the car.
Okay.
Now, if the car bursts into flames while it's in the garage.
And I had a Samsung Note 7 or whatever in the glove box, and that started the fire.
Then your auto policy will cover that. Your auto policy, under the comprehensive part of your policy, it covers fire, theft, wind, storm damage, all that.
Good
type
to
of
know.
Stuff.
So, okay.
And then if that burns down the house, then your auto policy will be part of
it. And maybe Samsung will pay for my new house then.
Yes, there we go.
You never know with that. So. holy cow. Okay, good to know. Hey, one other question with auto policies. These gadgets, the little GPS things that monitor your driving. I've seen some advertisements for those. Oh, you know what?
Yes.
We're going to have you back, Gerald.
Okay.
Because I got lots more questions for you.
Okay.
I really appreciate your coming for the show today.
Thank you.
And again, thank you, Gerald Grinter from Threshold Nosh and Dwell. We'll put your contact information, everything up on the website.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great week. Thanks for tuning in to Open House with Team Reba. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.